Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, everybody? You know what time it is for Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Back for another team review, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, the Camping World Truck Series this year, Xfinity Series, and of course the NASCAR Cup Series, of three big divisions in all of motorsports. And on this edition of the team review here, we're going to be talking Richard Petty Motorsports here tonight on the podcast here, and where the standings fell last year in 2020. That's where Eric Jones lines up right there, the new driver for the 43 car. And we'll talk Bubba Wallace as well, because he drove that car last year for the last couple of seasons as well. And follow me at Eddie_EG3. And again, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Listen to it wherever you find your podcast: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and more, including Amazon Music. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast getting ready for season 6. I'm gonna have official announcement on that here after this review from Richard Petty Motorsports. And on my recorder, I do not have this less than, to say, 25 minutes. So let's just get this thing rolling on. Obviously, last year, Richard Petty Motorsports making some gains last year. Of course, it was Bubba Wallace last year in that ride. Of course, Bubba taking over full-time for the last two seasons in that ride. Of course, it was announced that he was not, obviously wasn't coming back at that time anyways last year. And then there were a lot of names circling around this ride. And Eric Jones now lands this ride for 2021. Some of the numbers here. Bubba Wallace here, who up the ante here, finishing in the finishing order in the standing. He finished 22nd in the running order. And of course, we'll have a lot more on him in a new team, 2311 Racing, here in the upcoming episodes of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast when we launch season 6, which I'm so excited about that. 22nd for Bubba Wallace, top 5, 5 top 10s, 6 DNFs for Bubba, 14 laps led by him. And yeah, the equipment was there. It was for over maybe 3/4 of the season, this team was right there in the mix. Obviously, Bubba still needs to work on road course skills, which there are a lot of them this year. But obviously, you know, you got, you know, Charlotte comes to my mind very fast there. In particular, I believe, I want to say the second race of that doubleheader for at Charlotte last year, where he was right up in the mix. Obviously, you know, he will be there in, at Bristol, where fortunately he got taken out in the NASCAR Cup Open at Bristol. So this team, I mean, they have the alliance with RCR, and RCR as well took a step forward as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens now that you have an upgrade. No offense to one of my guys, Bubba, but you have an upgrade in driver, if you want to say that, with Eric Jones. Now, I mentioned him in the Joe Gibbs Racing review. If you have not checked out all the team reviews, and they're going to be still going. Yes, they're going to be still going until we drop the green flag at the Daytona 500 next month. And then we'll be, obviously, there are going to be fresh things to talk about. There's already stuff in the news going on, which I want to get my hot takes on here with season 6 right off the bat, folks. But you have to recognize, you know, Bubba, you know, they were hoping to have him back for this year. That did not happen. Bubba taking the chance on himself, and I'm sure I'm going to say this in the preview for the one of the new teams in the Cup Series coming up here. So Bubba Wallace ending his tenure
the best finish. If you want to attack them all together, really, he had a couple good top runs when Tate filling in for Eric Almirola. Go back a couple years ago when Almirola got injured. Bubba, this is what ascended him right into Cup Series, getting audition, doing what he needed to do, and then bam, just taking advantage of it. And ever since then, I mean, obviously, Bubba has been criticized, obviously, for I mean, what he did last year, obviously. I mean, leading, you know, the brigade here of, you know, more diversity in the sport, which I totally love. Me being African American in the sport, being a fan of the sport, and doing a podcast on the sport as well. So Bubba doing that, and he's still going to be leading the charge on that, and why not? I mean, he's not afraid to stick his neck out, and he's taking further steps in that. So see what happens with Bubba, and we'll definitely talk more on. I want to save some of that for the preview coming up with 2311 Racing. But Eric Jones, the focal point is on this guy, the Michigan native. Eric Jones, again, I'm going to say it again. I hate to sound like a repeating a CD player, but yeah, Eric Jones, all the talent that this guy's got. Only two wins to this point in the Cup Series for Eric Jones to this point. And yes, they're getting Richard Petty, they're getting the gym, but obviously we have not seen very much. Now, if you want to where he needs to be this year to his equipment, well, this is going to be a downgrade in equipment unless they build on what they did last year with Bubba, and that's continue to get them to find themselves inside the top 15 in team continuously. They can do that with this cat, Eric Jones. They can do this with him, and the cycle actually is Eric Jones. I mean, we fast, obviously, with them jokies racing cars, but you know, half the time putting yourselves in bad situations and then getting yourselves in trouble, and then all of a sudden you end up not with a top 10 finish, but you end up somewhere back in the 20s and even in the back half of the deep in the back half of the field, you know. So this is going to be a storyline to follow, one of the more dozen storylines to follow going into February. It's Eric Jones in his 43 team. Can they make a big early splash? Obviously, you know, the class last year was on the original Speedway configuration, the oval, 2.5 mile, and Eric Jones survived the wreck fest, like you're usually going to get on these Speedway tracks, and won the clash. This year, the clash is totally different. We're going to see him in the clash on a road course where Eric Jones knows how to get around on road courses. So, you know, he was up there leading, I believe, not mistaken, at the Charlotte Roval in the playoffs last year, and then he got overtaken there by, of course, the king of Rovals, Chase Elliott. So it's gonna be, I mean, this 43 is not, and it's gonna prove me wrong, it's not right there up in the caliber of equipment when you look at compared to Joe Gibbs Racing. On top of that, so yeah, we'll find out. I mean, obviously, Speedway Racing, you've heard me say it a dozen times on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast that it's its own beast. I mean, so anybody can win that. Anybody can win that, and that's why these things are so chibi-choppy when it comes to that. And obviously, Eric Jones signed a multi-year agreement. Now, I don't know if that's a two-year deal, three-year deal, or what that is, but he did sign a multi-year contract deal with this pandemic. Obviously, we're still in that. So, but still, though, signing a multi—that's a big deal for him. So, can he get the 43 car back into victory lane? That's the question. Now, is it's going to take him a minute, obviously, but he's a 24-year-old and has two wins in the series. So when you look at it, yeah, two wins in the series, 33 top fives, and a lot of top tens actually here. 62 top 10 finishes and 144 career starts in the series. The Byron, Michigan native also has collected two pool awards from Bristol and Las Vegas and has led a total of 645 laps through his 5 years so far in the Cup Series. And like I said, he's going to be right there in the mix. Yeah, for in the clash here really in a few weeks from now. So it's going to be interesting. A lot of storylines I follow. And can this organization get what Erik Jones needs to be right up there in the top 15? That's the question to me. I said it in the Joe Gibbs review. I'm going to say it again here. All this talent talk around Erik Jones, he's going to win a lot of races. I just have not seen that at all. Now, he's been up front. Can he put it together? I have no clue. So, we'll have to see what happens here. New team, new crew chief, and all other things like that. So, we'll get first glimpse of him in the clash here in a couple weeks. So, but yeah, it'll be definitely interesting. Yeah, and definitely. And Jeff Luck, Jordan Bianchi, on their recent episode of the Teardown, I think Jeff Luck said that Erik Jones had to be better, finishing better than Bubba Wallace in the car. And you know what? I have to agree with that little statement right there. I mean, Bubba's new team is going to take a little bit as well, but the Toyota backing could overtake this team. So again, can this Richard Petty Motorsports team build on what they accomplished last year? They're a lot more competitive than in a couple years past, even with Eric Almirola is in this car. So it's 43. We all know what it means to the sport of NASCAR. And it's going to be interesting to see what Erik Jones can do with it. And can he put that car in the victory lane? And yes, you got to consider him being a contender in these playoffs. And remember, he missed the playoffs last year with Joe Gibbs Racing, which led him to the boot out of Joe Gibbs Racing into this ride for Richard Petty Motorsports. So Richard Petty is definitely getting a talent for sure. The question is, though, can he be a little bit more consistent week in and week out? And another thing is to look out for is the equipment. Again, one more year with the old car before the next-gen car comes out. So Richard Petty Motorsports, Erik Jones, about to launch here in 2021 in a couple of weeks. This is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3 in the building here on what has been an weird weather day in Manhattan, Kansas. Saw snow flurries throughout much of the day, and it's kind of cooled off now here in Manhattan, Kansas. So, all right, folks, real quick before we close the show here, season 6. Yep, season 6. And there's already been an interview, already been in the books already for season 6, which will come out probably. Haven't really figured that out yet, but it will be squeezed in there before, looking at probably before the Daytona 500 somewhere, or probably somewhere in there. We'll get it all figured out. And so, but again, I'm considering doing another sit down interview with a past guest as well on the show as well. But I'm going to be launching seasons, well, obviously, because it's my show, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. I'll be launching the season 6 here, and it will be recorded next week. We will officially begin season 6 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, and all episodes will be recorded on Fridays and will be posted on Mondays. Most likely, we're finalizing the details on that, but we'll officially begin season 6 next week. The first episode will be out next Friday night. Looking forward to that. With Chili Bowl wrapping up, and like I said earlier to you guys, news already popping out, a big young star who's in the news this week, and I'm going to say my hot take for the season premiere, so I already got a hot take already on that whole situation, so I'm going to say my hot takes for that, so y'all stay tuned for that. Season 6 is going to be off the jump and going on, so we're working out another possible interview before Daytona 500 as well. So we're going to try to start big already for this podcast already, so I'm excited about it, and I'm figuring out possibly a new segment on the show as well, so might try to work it in. We'll see about that. But yeah, season 6, folks, will begin next week officially, and the first episode will be out next Friday night, and we'll keep that until the official season starts and I will be recording after the races. So pretty much after the cup race is over, I will be recording, and no, this will not be out right away. This will be out probably on Monday nights to start off really the year, because the way my schedule is working out with my other podcast as well, the Purple Project podcast. I'm getting into a little rhythm with the podcast that I've been doing, which has been great. So, 3Wide NASCAR podcast, my baby, will be on Fridays until the season starts with the duels, obviously. And then with the speed weeks, that will be something a little different. But at least for right now, though, with most of the races scheduled on Sunday, I will be jumping on the mic right afterwards, and they're going to be most likely posted on Monday or Tuesday, somewhere in there. So definitely for sure, I want to lean toward more Monday nights for sure. But if not, definitely by Tuesday night, you'll have new content of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. That is for sure. So I wanted to give the latest update on that. So season 6 will open, the premiere, next Friday night. Be out on the lookout for that. I will record the premiere Sunday night. I'll do most of my recordings, unless I have an interview that is scheduled, I'll do that on Sunday nights. Now, if I have interviews in there, I'll jump in there on midweeks to do that. And it'll be posted probably on Wednesday or probably most likely on Thursdays before race weekend. So that's how that's going to go as well. And if I do launch a new segment that I want to do, then that's going to be on Fridays. And then, of course, the race recaps and all that, the news leading up to that will be up on Monday. So I do want to save some of that as well for that. So there's a lot of things going on. I'm pumped for it. I'm pumped for season 6. Pumped for the season to get going. Obviously, so much to talk about leading up to that point. And keep this in mind, the reviews will be included, and previews, if you want to say that, with a couple of new teams jumped in there, will be a part of season 6 of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. So again, there's been a lot of off-season episodes. If you have missed any of that, go get caught up now. Go get yourself caught up on that. Download it. Tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. It's in the archives. All the episodes that I've done this off-season, which has been pretty damn good for the most part. Had a couple interviews in there, solid interviews in there as well. So, yeah, that's kind of the gist right now. Season 6 will be going down. The green flag will fly on Season 6 next week, next Friday night. First episode will launch from there, and then we will go from right there. So, boom, there we go. There you have it, folks. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast, Season 6, next week. Can't wait for that. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3. And again, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Again, you missed out on any of the off-season content from the off-season from 2020 into early 2021, which we're currently in right now. Please go download it. Check it out wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what the deal is there. So there is that as well. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap things up for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Big thanks to Big D, once again, co-producer of the podcast, for his hard work throughout the shows as well. So Eddie Gritter III here in Manhattan, Kansas. Y'all know what the deal is. Appreciate y'all for listening to tonight's review of Richard Petty Motorsports, and that's the review part. Will continue on into season 6, like I've been saying. But for right now, folks, season 6, once again, one more time, season 6 is on the way, folks. Next Friday night, season 6 coming at you. But for right now, we are out here in Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, the Daytona 500. February 14th on Fox.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.